Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? Julian Goldie here, and today we're going to take a look at how you can start your own SEO agency. Now, I've built a seven-figure SEO agency of my own, so I'd like to share some of the things I've learned along this journey. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hold on. Why are you trying to create more competition for yourself, Julian? Are you going to pitch some sort of ebook course at the end of this video? Well, not exactly. You see, SEO is a huge industry, and it's only going to get bigger. If another person wants to join this industry, it's not really going to have a big impact on me either way, and so I might as well share some of my experience and give you some tips. So with that said, you're going to learn some of the key things you need to know if you're starting an SEO agency, and how to make more money and revenue, plus I want to cover some of the most important parts of running an agency, as well as some of the tips and things that will help you get off the ground as soon as possible. For example, in section number 2, I'm also going to reveal a tactic that will help you stand out amongst most of the competition and make you different in the industry. Plus, I'll give you some tips on how to produce amazing client results. So if you want to learn how you can start your own profitable SEO agency, make sure you watch this video all the way until the end. Let's get started. So first of all, do you understand SEO? So the first thing I want to cover here is whether or not you understand how SEO works. Look, I know this might sound like a bit of a silly question, but it's really important. I mean, lots of people learn that they can provide SEO as a service. They read a couple of blog posts about it and think, right, I'm ready to start selling this to clients. But the problem is that they then think they can just start a business based on this level of understanding, and it's really not enough. And if you have a really amateur understanding of SEO, you're probably not going to achieve good results for your clients. And that can really hurt you in the long run. Like, you won't know what it takes to get results. And also, you won't be able to troubleshoot campaigns if they've stalled and are no longer producing great results. Therefore, no matter how good you are at getting clients, you won't be able to keep them if your service is trash. And this will make it really hard to build a solid long-term business. Now, there are some ways around this problem, and we're going to cover some of that later in this video. But for the most part, you should really try to make sure you understand exactly how SEO works before launching an SEO agency. Now, if you don't know anything about SEO, but you'd like to change things, there's two different paths you can take. So the first one is you can just focus on starting your own project. And the best way to learn sometimes is through experience. So you could just start your own niche blog of your own and then try to rank it and get some results of it. If you do this, you'll learn how SEO works in the real world, and you'll also have a case study that you can then show to your clients as potential results. Now, this approach works really well. And in fact, I even did something similar with my own blogs. For example, I launched a website called chipperbirds.com, and we achieved some amazing results with their site and SEO, and I managed to steadily grow their traffic exponentially for that site month after month. I can now use this site to promote my own SEO skills and often mention it to highlight my abilities as an agency. If you don't want to start your own project, then there's also the option of just working for a company that offers SEO already as a service. This can be a great idea because not only do you learn how to do SEO, but you also understand how an SEO agency runs. After all, you learn about important stuff on top of the SEO knowledge. For instance, you learn how to communicate with clients and how to prepare monthly reports. You also learn how to deal with clients and manage expectations, which is seriously important. All of which is crucial if you want your clients to stick around and recommend your services to others. Plus, if you work for someone else, you're being paid to learn. And you can then take this knowledge and money and use it to start your own SEO agency. By the way, if you're enjoying this video, please take a moment to like and subscribe. If you like this video, it's going to help me reach more people. Plus, if you become a subscriber, you'll discover my future videos where I talk about the other stuff you really need to know when it comes to running your own SEO agency. For example, I'm going to cover what SEO agencies should eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as the kinds of clothes you should wear if you want people to know you're a successful SEO agency owner. Next up, it's time to figure out what you're going to do. So once you've got some good experience with SEO, you then want to think about the kind of SEO work you should do and provide to clients. Now, if you're new to SEO, you might not really understand this, but there are lots of different types of SEO work that you can do for potential clients. For example, you could do link building or on-page SEO. You could even do technical work, content creation, or even local SEO. And these are just a few of the common forms of SEO work. I should say that for the most part, you can generally start a really profitable business with any one of these approaches. Now, I can't really tell you which approach is best for you, as this all comes down to your experience and your personal skills, and plus your preference too. Either way, you should specialize in something, as this will make it easier for you to attract clients when you're just starting out. By the way, if you disagree with me on this, let me know in the comment section below. I'd love to hear about your opinion. Anyway, at the very least, if you narrow down your approach, it'll be easier for you to produce results for your clients, and you'll then have a very clear focus about what you need to do. I mean, if you start a general SEO agency, for example, you're going to have to think about links, content, technical SEO, and general operational stuff all at the same time. And that could be a total nightmare, because this can make your life very stressful if you're dealing with a big project that involves lots of moving parts and lots of different contractors. However, if you're specializing on one specific part of SEO, such as link building, for example, your to-do list suddenly becomes a lot easier to manage. And this will then make it easier for you to keep your clients, because you'll probably be doing a better job when it comes to managing and delivering on the outcomes. Now, something I just want to say here is that local SEO tends to involve doing several things for your clients at once. However, local SEO projects tend to be quite simple when compared to other kinds of SEO work. As a result, you might find that it's easier to do multiple things for your clients if you're only doing local SEO. Next up, it's time to start attracting clients. So once you've taken care of the other stuff we've covered here, you then want to think about getting some clients. If you're just getting started, there's nothing wrong with just using some freelance platforms like Upwork or Fiverr, for example. In fact, these are some of the main ways I got clients when I was just starting out and growing my agency, and it can be very powerful. In fact, if you want to learn about how I use this platform to make money in SEO, you can check out my video of how I made over $100,000 with Upwork.com with SEO link building. Anyhow, when you're just starting out with freelance platforms, you might have to accept a lower fee for your work, as you won't have a solid reputation on the platform. However, as you begin to take on more projects and deliver better results, people will leave reviews for you. And this is very powerful on the platform, because if you build up a good profile full of good reviews, then this will allow you to demand higher rates and land more clients. Now, of course, platforms like Fiverr or Upwork do take a little fee from you, but what you can do is also focus on inbound marketing methods, or outbound marketing too. Now, inbound marketing is basically a way to get clients. So for example, you could use SEO to attract more SEO clients. Isn't that a beautiful thing? I mean, for example, I also post on YouTube, and this brings in a lot of clients. Plus, you know, this typically involves creating content. Ideally, you want to create content that's specific to the kind of SEO you're doing. And the more relevant this is, and the more niche this is, the more targeted your content will be towards your specific target audience. And you'll find that specialist content tends to provide the best conversion rates for your agency. For example, if you're an SEO agency that offers link building services for European e-commerce brands, then a video or a blog post based specifically on this topic will produce better results than a video or blog post on general link building tips. Now, that's a super niche example, but it just shows you just how powerful content marketing can be if you're laser focused on who you're targeting. You could also do ads as well, but it can be a bit expensive if you're just starting out. Anyway, the other option is outbound marketing. And this is a really powerful way to get lots of clients. What you can do is just reach out to other clients, for example, with cold email. But it's really important if you do this that you have a good quality list, and that your actual cold emails are very personalized. If you're gonna send cold email campaigns, you need to make sure that your list is filled with relevant prospects that could potentially buy from you. If it isn't, it won't matter how good your emails are, you just won't get results. Luckily, there are platforms that provide you with high quality leads, such as IC Leads, for example, and there's a link to that in the description that you can also use for cold email campaigns. By the way, if you know a good tool for finding lead lists, let me know in the comments. I'd really love to know. Now, most of the places that sell leads allow you to narrow things down so that the leads you actually get are highly segmented. And this then makes it really easy for you to find a list of leads that are suited to your SEO agency. Of course, if you want to check the quality of these leads, you can also use a tool like Hunter to verify these contacts and make sure their emails are actually valid. Anyway, once you have a list of leads, there's a couple of different options you can take. Now, one option is to do video audits for the leads that you've collected. And basically, you can reach out to them and let's say you provide on-page SEO. You could go over someone's website and list out all the improvements via video and the benefits of making these on-page SEO improvements. This approach can lead to a nice little ROI because you're sending out cold emails that are highly personalized and full of value that's going to help your potential clients. Of course, this approach is quite time consuming and some people don't like to do this. Now, the alternative here is just to send a more generic email campaign to a large number of leads. Now, this email might briefly cover who you are, and it might also include a case study that's relevant to the lead that you're contacting. You might also want to use some basic mail merge settings to make sure your emails are somewhat personalized and don't just look like spam. By the way, if you need some help sending out mass email campaigns, you can use a tool like Mailshake or even something like Lemlist. Of course, everyone tends to have their own favorite tool when it comes to this kind of thing. So you might want to experiment with several different cold email tools to find the right one for you. And if you know of a good tool for this kind of thing, let me know in the comment section. I'd be very interested to check out. Again, remember, you can also find the tools I've mentioned in the description of this video. Next up, it's very important to focus on fulfillment. Now, when it comes to starting an SEO agency, a lot of people tend to think that the hardest part is attracting clients. While there's definitely some good reasons to think about this, for a lot of people, fulfillment is actually the harder part of the process. So when clients sign up, you need to deliver. And what's more, you need to deliver in spite of all the unknowns that are associated with SEO. And there's literally hundreds of ranking factors here. Now, how do you get around this little problem? Well, having experience can be a big help here. I mean, if you do some of the things we mentioned earlier in this video, then you'll already have a fighting chance at helping your clients and you'll have some SEO experience, so you'll be confident in delivering them results. You can then use this knowledge and experience to deliver results for your clients and make sure you keep them happy. On top of that, you should also try to set expectations when you're working with clients. You want to make sure they know that SEO is not just an overnight thing and that it does take time to see results. If you do a bad job of communicating expectations or setting them in the first place, or you just decide to work with people that don't appreciate this, then that's going to be creating problems for yourself in the long run. And you might also create problems if you overpromise on what's possible. You have to be realistic here, right? So fortunately, if you have some experience with SEO, you'll know how SEO works, and so you probably won't overpromise and suggest something you can't actually deliver. For example, I see a lot of SEO agencies who are promising and guaranteeing the number one spot on Google, but no one can promise this. It's basically impossible. Now, if you do set expectations, at least you'll put your clients' minds at ease and they'll know that you're doing some meaningful stuff for them and not just taking a retainer without doing any important work. And another way you can get around this problem is just by outsourcing the fulfillment side of SEO. Now, this is something a lot of people don't really consider, but hiring a white label agency can work really well, especially if you really just want to focus on the sales side of things and you don't like doing the boring SEO work. Now, it's also a good option if you don't have much experience when it comes to pulling off actual SEO campaigns, because then you can just land the client and pass it off to a white label agency who can do the technical work and get your client's results. Now, you might make a smaller margin with that, but that's okay, because you're saving time and you're not having to hire a team. You can just give this work to an outsourced agency, save self time, save self all the hassle of recruiting, and you'll take a smaller cut, but it can be worth it in the long run. You have to be careful though, because you're putting the results of your clients into another company's or person's hands. And if they don't deliver, then it's gonna look badly on you. And ultimately, you'll be the one who has to answer to your clients. Now, in most cases, you can find a good fulfillment service just by looking for someone that has experience with this kind of thing. And by the way, if you need help with link building, for example, you should look for someone who has experience in case studies to see if they're a good fit. And if you're interested, I might be able to help you here. That's because my SEO link building agency can help agencies that want to outsource the fulfillment side of their SEO work. So if you like the idea of doing things this way and you're looking for someone to do white label agency link building for you, then consider booking a call with us and you can get a free consultation with us at juliangoldie.com. Now, we've delivered lots of SEO results for literally hundreds of clients now, both on a fulfillment basis and just for actual clients of ours. So if you'd like to have a quick chat with us and learn how we work and how you can outsource this part of your business to us, then feel free to book in a call. Okay, so that's the end of this video. Hopefully it's been really helpful for you and you now know the steps to making your own SEO agency. If you have any questions, let me know in the comment section. I'll be happy to answer them. And by the way, please remember to like and subscribe. If you subscribe, you'll get more videos on how to grow an SEO agency, how to do SEO work, and how to get your clients amazing results with SEO.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.